A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Tricky Kid Radio, What to Watch, What to Read. I'm so excited to share something very near and dear to my heart. We have a wonderful minor league baseball team right here in Frisco, the Frisco Rough Riders at Rough Riders Park. It's a Texas Rangers affiliate, and they have probably the nicest and most unique, not only minor league park, but it's one of the nicest in all of professional sports. And today we are so lucky to have manager Carlos Cardozo and also the announcer and head of media relations, Zach Bigley, is going to be joining us here in just a little bit. I grew up with minor league baseball in Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas just doesn't have an MLB team. And my mom would take me to see the Arkansas Travelers. And for several reasons. One, I love baseball, but B, minor league baseball, it's affordable. It's something families can do with the minor league experience. Is you might see people not altogether interested, but curious about baseball. It's just a nice day out for the family. And it's impossible not to get caught up in the competitiveness of it, the excitement of it, and the Frisco Rough Riders always make it such an event. Every Friday, there's a big fireworks display. I hope everybody's having a great summer and you've been able to get out to a ballpark. And if you haven't been to Rough Riders Park, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or even if you're not, make it a point to. It's affordable. It's wonderful. One of the most exciting moments of my childhood, Fernando Valenzuela, the legendary pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, at the height of Fernando mania, had an injury. So Fernando came and played against the Arkansas Travelers. And I think the entire city of Little Rock was there. I remember that just being such an event, the old Ray Winder Field. The ballpark's not there anymore. Now it's across the river there at a place called Dickey Stevens. They've kept the lights and the old scoreboard. I've gone down there twice trying to find it and have asked people, and I don't know why I haven't been able to find it. Is you go to a minor league game and you actually might get to see a major league player, and you're certainly going to be seeing future stars for sure. So many great Texas Rangers have played for Frisco. It's just the Brooklyn Cyclones. They have a fantastic park right there on Coney Island. A couple of years ago, instead of having the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest outside of Nathan's, they actually held it inside of the Brooklyn Cyclones ballpark. And I was there as a member of the press covering it. Funny story is that the only time I've ever caught a ball, going on 40 years now, was walking to Raymond James Stadium where the Buccaneers play for WrestleMania. The Yankees' like farm team is actually in Tampa, Florida, across the street. Somebody had hit a ball out of the park, which you can't actually see. It's shrouded with bushes and trees. You wouldn't even know that's happening over there unless you went in. And it almost hit this person's windshield because there's a road right there. I didn't have a glove or anything. I didn't actually catch it, but like jumped in front of it and blocked it from hitting this car that was driving by. Funny enough, it's lodged in my child's car seat where the drink holder is, and I can't get it out. Now they're too big for the car seat. Now if I sell it, I tell people, hey, it comes with a free baseball. I visited Dickey Stevens. If you're a minor league baseball fan, especially in Arkansas, you know that once a year, the Arkansas Travelers become the Mad Mallard. They completely change uniforms with it says Mad Mallards on it, and you can't get that stuff online. You actually have to go, and they sell out pretty quickly. My little boy goes to private school, and each of the classrooms are named after some animal, like my daughter's in the Screeching Owls, and now he's in Mallard's class. So I thought that was kind of cool. I was really wanting to reconnect with my best friend, from school at Little Rock. Shout out to Michaels. We were in Cub Scouts together. My mom was our den mother from 82 to 84, ages 8 to 10. We were very close. We moved around a lot. School died out in May. We moved like a few weeks later, and I never saw him again. We just moved like maybe 5 miles away, and he never knew that. Thanks to social media, we were able to reconnect a few years ago, but we had not been in the same room with each other since the last day of school, May 84. And so Mad Mallard's weekend happened to take place around the same time. It would have been 40 years since we last saw each other. I was so excited to see him. It was just special. He's such a good dude. We fell right back into our old routine. It was like the next day. I've had the fortune to reconnect with old friends. And while it's great to see them and all, you quickly sometimes learn that you may have a past, but you don't have a present or a future. And sometimes it's been downright work where it's like, it was good to see them, but I need to do that again. With Michael, not the case at all. We're already making plans to get together again. It was just so great how we've had our same jokes and found out as adults, we're very much still alike. And he's somebody that if I met him today, he would be somebody that I would want in my life and somebody I would be close to. Since I grew up with minor league baseball, it's important to me that my children grow up with it. And how neat is it now that the Arkansas Travelers come a couple times a year? So now they're also not only growing up with minor league baseball, they're also going to Travelers games. So that's really special for me.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio. While we take a short break, let me assure you this isn't an ad you can afford to skip. Simply be entranced by my voice so you can hear from these great sponsors.
Shout out to my man James Banks at Parcelpedia. If you're ever in the Frisco area, make sure you visit James there. Don't go to the post office. It's a nightmare. Go see James at Parcelpedia in Frisco, right there on Preston Road. And make sure you get yourself to Frisco Rough Riders Park. Very special events coming up on Sunday, August the 18th. They're doing a Marvel Spider-Man is going to be there. And ahead of the game, kids can come out a pregame game of catch on weekend games. Let the children run the bases after the game. Spider-Man will be there. They're going to be wearing Marvel, like special Marvel uniforms. There's a pregame catch. I think there's even fireworks after the game. So it's going to be a real, real special day. I'll be there with my family. We'll be celebrating my son's birthday that afternoon. So it's going to be a great, great day. Don't forget, Rocklahoma is taking place just outside of Tulsa there at the fairgrounds. Pre-party starts on Thursday, August the 29th, and it ends on Sunday, September the 1st. Friday headliners are Avenged Sevenfold, Evanescence, and Hellstorm. Saturday headliners are Disturbed, A Day to Remember, and Skillet. And Sunday it's Slipknot, Lamb of God, and Mastodon. A great lineup.
Hey there, everybody. This is Neil Fallon from Clutch, and you are listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio. Once again, your host, Roy Turner.
I also wanted to talk a bit about my All-Star Game experience. I wish I'd gone in 95. Some fun facts. It was 1939, the last time an All-Star Game was hosted by a reigning World Series champion. Some great Phillies there in the starting lineup. My man Bryce Harper was like the most voted guy. Trey Turner, Alec Bohm. That was really cool. A great atmosphere. Shohei Ohtani hit a three-run homer. Is part of All-Star Game. It was a whole week-long event. The All-Star Village. And so many neat things. One thing we get to do was a doubleheader. The Futures Games that featured a few Rough Riders. And then this really fun celebrity softball game. That was a lot of fun. It was really funny. I am sitting in the dugout at Frisco Rough Riders Park here with the manager, the man Carlos Cardoza.
Thank you, Roy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It feels like you guys are on a bit of a momentum. You just faced one Arkansas team. Now you're about to face another Arkansas team. How do you switch up the strategies?
Won 4 out of 6 in that series, and the last 3, which were here at home. I get to talk about the coaching staff. We have what we call advanced scouting processes for each team. Before the game, the staff is doing due diligence on the run prevention side, and we pick out players and different things that we feel may benefit us If there's a specific play or something particular that we want to pay attention to, we'll bring it up before we start the series, what we call dominating the fundamentals. It's a pretty common practice.
How long have you been with the team?
This is my second season.
What an impressive start you had last year.
I remember a bunch of close games that we wish we could have won. Teaching moments for us. The bunch of great players we had on the team that contributed to our World Series championship.
Who is standing out for you for the Rough Riders?
Emiliano Teodo. He's been tough on lefties. And Winston Santos got named to the Futures game.
Right.
An exciting part for our club. We feel really good about our pitching and our starting rotation and the depth we have there. Josh Steven and Ryan Garcia, and today Ben Anderson's taking the ball. So we have really good guys there that are going to give us a chance to win. It should make for a good game.
Absolutely. Love this evening. Thank you so much for being here.
You're always welcome. Good to see you here.
Visit us at the all-new TrickyKid.com for an extra fix of pop culture as we share our adventures at major comic conventions, music festivals, and more from around the world. See the latest pics of your favorite cosplayer while vicariously scoping the landscape at Coachella and beyond. Visit us at the all-new TrickyKid.com for an extra fix of pop culture as we share our adventures at major comic conventions, music festivals, and more from around the world. See the latest pics of your favorite cosplayer while vicariously scoping the landscape at Coachella and beyond. Visit us at the all-new TrickyKid.com for an extra fix of pop culture as we share our adventures at major comic conventions, music festivals, and more from around the world. See the latest pics of your favorite cosplayer while vicariously scoping the landscape at Coachella and beyond. Listen to podcasts, watch exclusive trailers from our latest film projects, and more. Listen to podcasts, watch exclusive trailers from our latest film projects, and more. Listen to podcasts, watch exclusive trailers from our latest film projects, and more. Be part of the action by uploading your own source material for our documentary film series to see your own work on the big and silver screens. Be part of the action by uploading your own source material for our documentary film series to see your own work on the big and silver screens. Be part of the action by uploading your own source material for our documentary film series to see your own work on the big and silver screens. See what's new at TrickyKid.com today.
Welcome back to Tricky Kid Radio. I'm here in the dugout of the beautiful Frisco Rough Riders Park here in Frisco, Texas. Next to me is Zach Bigley. He's the head of media relations, and you might recognize his voice if you've been to a game because he's also the announcer calling the action here.
Thank you very much for having me, Roy. Appreciate it.
I told you, I grew up on minor league baseball, and I bring my children to this park, and I'm a Frisco resident.
Grew up in Eugene, Oregon. I got to go to Eugene Emeralds games a lot of growing up, and they were a Padres affiliate at the time. I have wonderful memories going to baseball games there and then playing there at that ballpark when I was growing up. I thought it was the coolest thing. So getting the opportunity to work in minor league baseball and helping create some of those memories for the young fans to enjoy this beautiful game and this wonderful experience that we have in the minors. As a minor league player, you are a role model to a lot of people in the community. In 2022, we won the Texas League Championship, and that was incredible. Going down there and getting to celebrate in the clubhouse with these guys that you spend the whole season with and are around, it's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. When this park was built back in 2002 and opened in 2003, there wasn't much going on in Frisco. It was just 54,000 people in the town. Now it's over 200,000. You immediately see the Lazy River beyond right field, and that's the most unique water feature in any ballpark, professional or not, in America. It's a true minor league atmosphere in a major league level town. We've been phenomenal this year, winning the first half championship. You can come out and have a good time for very little, and that's really what we pride ourselves on.
Well, so we've got Hutchins Barbecue tomorrow, and again, they're facing Northwest Arkansas, so come on down. Tickets start at $11 out in the lawn area, and I will see you there.
Once again, want to thank Carlos and Zach for being on the show. This week, I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid, a.k.a. Roy Turner. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will see you.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here. Plus, exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.